thinking, Piwa, a little bit about the characters. And, well, I thought about the fact that many modern movies have a character set that is deliberately multicultural to the point of stereotypes. But here, actually, in the at least in the happiest part, we can really build that multicultural character gallery. And I'm thinking just about now who, because we can pick them from actual persons. I mean, we have Janardan, Dr. Jose, the good-looking guy, good Midanga player, runs off with the Bhakta leader's wife. What can I do? I'm a Latino. You know how Latinos are. Walks there with Peo in town to build that throne or whatever. And there's a son. And, oh, why don't you go and have a beer? Currently, monks don't go and have a beer. Okay, then. That kind of character. But he's a good cook. So he can play different roles. I mean, but he's a character that is interesting. And what else? We have the French guy, Dattatreya. We have, of course, the Americans, no problem with that. The Polish guy, the Chinese guy from Malaysia. Oh, and that black guy there, the leader. The Indian guy, Ram Shraddha, can base him on, or someone. I mean, there are a few spread nationalities there. The guy from Mauritius. A funny guy from Finland. Some Germans. Yeah, I mean, it's it's quite a mix, but still, of course, we are in Scandinavia, so and it's before the immigration thing. So we just let it reflect the people here too, but of course the multicultural or multiracial or multi whatever is higher in this Krishna temple than outside.